B-Pod Studios.
Sub. You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I totally forgot. Thursday. This is it. We chose wisely.
Didn't fizzle out yet?
Nope.
No.
Shut up. All right. It's a song. Let you know, girl, you're looking good. You're out of sight.
All right. Just move yourself. These lyrics.
I'm reading them off the screen.
I didn't
good
know about
the seven. Light you like a fuse.
Light like a 747.
Let me tell you
nice.
What you can do with my love.
All right.
All right.
Ooh, it's good. It works. Noontime on a Thursday. It's actually almost 10 past, but hey, who's counting?
Hey.
Hey. Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Thank you, Fowler, for those lyrics. Now we know them. We started off the day with the interview that Alex Guerrero did with Karen Garrigan in the Herald today, which is really something. Considering
Karen, hello.
Hey, Karen. We're only a couple of days removed from Tom Brady Sr. talking with Tommy Curran, and so the verbal assault is on. Brady has released the hounds, and they are after Bill Belichick. Here they go. Why? What is up with that? But before we get back into that, we've got to go to this call. Bob in Easton wants to respond to his brother, Adam in Brockton.
Yeah, I don't like your brother.
And has some things that he wants to get off his chest. But Bob, first let's ask you, is that true that you stuffed baseball cards down his pants and made him steal from the department store? Did that happen?
All right, it is a true story, but I didn't shove him down his pants, okay? But we did. We did it Monday through Thursday after school. We used him as a pawn. We put him in his bag, and then Friday we got caught.
Wow.
It's a true story.
Wow.
And by the way, and you know what? I know I broke his Little League trophies, but out of all those cards we stole, he traded away my 1983 Cal Ripken rookie for like a Reed Nichols and some other stiff on the Red Sox. So... yeah, so it's a true story to answer your question. But, Zolak.
Yeah.
You monkey around as much as you want when my brother Adam calls the show. As a matter of fact, you filibuster on every word. Interrupt him every time.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
The thing about my brother, though, is this. He said he hasn't called this station in 2.5 years.
Mm.
See, my brother's been a Cleveland Browns fan since we were kids, okay? So what he's been doing... he's been binge-watching Gilmore Girls, Ally McBeal. As a matter of fact...
Ally McBeal?
What?
Yeah, every Friday, what he does is, he has this number stored in his BlackBerry, and he dials it on Friday afternoon.
What's a BlackBerry?
But he does, and he thinks he's calling the Wine Line. So he's so out of touch. But then he woke out of his slumber, because now the Browns are doing pretty good, because my brother is a front-running fraud. He likes Duke. He likes Ohio State. So this is my brother who comes across like he's a sports guru. He knows nothing. He, like I said, he likes to come on and talk, and he thinks 2.5 years he hasn't called because he doesn't know sports. He has no takes. He has zippo, okay? So that's him. He wakes out of his slumber now because the Browns are doing fine.
That's why he's back around.
Stiffing around.
That's Adam from Brockton.
How about the holidays? Are you guys going to see each other at the holidays this year? Are you still seeing one another?
Mm. The holidays are the best time for us. That's when we're at our hottest, yeah. I mean, it's listen, I know we've said this before, but we do have, it's genuine heated. I mean, we're getting some really, sometimes we record them, and it's pretty good stuff, but yeah, it's heated stuff, but it's because we grew up. That's what we did all our whole lives. I mean, it's but the holidays. I mean, you know, I might slip something in his turkey. He might slip something in my stuffing. But other than that, everything's good.
Wow, what a relationship those two have. So that's what it is. Hmm. Adam and Brockton's coming back around because his Browns are playing well. They've got a quarterback.
Are they playing that well? I thought he was bad in week one.
Well, I mean, they're just not typical Cleveland Browns horrible. They're getting some preseason love, right? They're being considered a serious team.
Got some talent.
Again, are they not?
Yeah.
Just in terms of the way people think about them and talk about them now versus, I don't know, 5 years ago. Mm. People look at the Browns now and say, oh, well, they've got some pieces there. Yes, they made him steal the baseball cards. He was their baseball card mule.
I believe it.
Wow. Mike in Boston. Hi, Mike.
Huh.
That didn't sound right. Anthony in West Virginia. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. First time caller. Love your guys' show.
How you doing out there?
We're doing well out here. But the question I had for you is, if we do pull this win out, the Patriots over the Bucks. Do you think Tom Brady will shake Mac Jones' hand, or will he do one of those disappearing acts?
No, he'll do the disappearing act. He runs to the tunnel in the big games. Big games, when he loses, he has no time for anybody.
Yeah, we were talking about consistency earlier. That would be consistent.
I bet he sticks around on this one.
And he knows where all the exits are.
Big game, a lot of hype. He's adding to the hype with this stuff this week. If he loses that game, he's going to run right for the tunnel.
It's got to be
ignore everybody because that's what he does. He's a sore loser.
It's got to be effing weird for him, though. Coming in on buses on that back road where the stadium just pops out of the thing that everybody talks about visiting here. Like, ooh, there's Gillette Stadium. And then the bus is pulling, and he's got to walk into the visiting locker room down that hallway where he parked his car and had to walk that whole way where he fist bumps Reese.
Yeah.
It's all different now. Everything's different now. It's going to mess with him a little bit.
We'll get back to more on this. The interview that Alex Guerrero did with the Herald for 20 minutes, he spoke and had some very interesting things to say there and speaking pretty plainly. Again, the two really close people to Tom Brady, his dad and maybe his best friend, trainer, business partner, both speaking publicly on the record this week about Brady, Belichick, the time in New England, all of that. What's up with that? We'll talk more about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
You got to clean that up. Yikes. Might have to turn the AC up. Get a little more ventilation in here before people start passing
open
out.
Open that door. Open up that fan.
Oh, my God.
We got a lot of things we're going to be adding to the studios here.
We came back with the rejoin. You know it when you smell it.
We've been brainstorming some monetary opportunities here at the station.
Oh. Put a mask on. I don't think it'll do much, though.
That helps. You get one of these wet naps.
Oh, get the Vicks vapor rub and put it below the nose.
Stick it right in there. You're good.
Just like that. Everybody's fine.
Oh. Yikes.
Happy hour.
Is that what it is? Happy hour?
Happy hour. Woo.
Frank in Boston's got a thought on the Red Sox right now. What do you got there, Frank?
Yeah, hey, I wanted to talk to that Cheater Pants Milliken. Nobody cares about the stinking Red Sox in their yellow uniforms. They're in the middle of a playoff race. Stadium's half empty and overrun with Mets fans. And you want to know why no one cares? Because they're winning. The sport is so bad and uninteresting now, and no one's vested in the organization. They want nothing to do with it. So when they're losing and there's drama, there's interest. Mm-hmm. But when they're winning, nobody cares.
I don't think anyone cared when they were losing either. There wasn't a lot of discussion about them when they were losing.
They were really off the map.
They struggle to be the main story. They do. They're going to continue to struggle to be the main story. It's where the sport is at.
You don't need your little uniform thing to get you get everybody all fired up here. It's just it seems goofy.
It's working.
Is it?
It is.
Is the players are the players working or is the uniform working?
Both. They're all enjoying it. They want to keep doing it. Well, you think they would just do it for no reason? They're having fun with it.
Catherine emailed in just to let us know. Red Sox were on ESPN last night, and please quit encouraging Milliken. He's unlistenable.
Thank you.
Get a lot of those.
Thank you.
It's interesting how they still all listen.
Thank you.
They know exactly what he says. They rip him, but yet they say they'll never listen, but they listen.
It's hard for sometimes for people to hear the truth, and I understand that, and I accept that, but I will continue
to
deliver.
That's a good point. People hate the truth.
Boy, oh boy, they do. Boy. Neil Collins, frequent emailer Neil Collins, says Milliken is the master of selective stats and COVID excuses.
That's baseball, though.
He said, since July 5th, the Red Sox in individual games, 19-8 against non-playoff contenders and 17-25 against playoff contenders. In terms of series, they're 7-2-0 against non-playoff contenders and 2-8-2 against playoff contenders. Since July 5th, the only series against contenders the Red Sox have won were against the Phillies July 9th through the 11th and the Mariners September 13th through the 15th.
Yes, once again, thank you for proving my point of when Xander Bogaerts stopped swinging the bat, these struggles came. No one's denying that. I have not said any of that. I have not said the Red Sox were, you know, during the streak, like that they were playing great against good teams.
Neil Collins.
It's never any points to counter the argument, and that's what frustrates me.
I just love how you never concede anything in these conversations, which I don't stop. I'm going to continue to encourage you, despite what Catherine says.
I will concede when someone brings a good point to the table.
You know where I think some of the hatred for Milliken comes in?
His face.
Stuff like that?
It's how he wears his headphones.
It's his face, yeah.
Across the forehead. Why do you do that?
I just feel more locked in when I'm doing it.
Oh, it's someone punch you in the head and you have a dent on the top of your head.
See? That just made me hate him a little bit.
I wish I had a good reason.
Put it back on your head.
It's his version of the yellow jersey.
He's so condescending.
Yes.
I mean, I can be condescending, of course. He is super condescending.
I want people
to be mad. He takes it to a new level. He is next generation sports talk radio host. He really is.
Oh, God.
He really is.
Oh. Thank you, Beetle.
Every format has a shelf life.
Yeah. Hope it doesn't die out before we get to you, Milliken.
Oh, no. That will kill it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Mike is in Boston again. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. So Belichick's been taking shots at Brady through his buddies in the media forever. Brady finally starts saying something, and suddenly he's being petty. It's only been like a week.
I didn't catch the end there. He said I caught his point, though. Bill's been taking shots at Brady in the media for years. Now Brady's finally fighting back. It's only been a week or whatever. I don't have an issue with Brady fighting back. The timing is sort of ridiculous. Why didn't you say this a year and a half ago when you left? Why didn't you say it then? And I would actually give Brady more credit. At least he's using his surrogates that go on the record and put their name to it. Say, yep, Tom Brady Sr., Alex Guerrero. Oh, maybe the two men in this world I'm closest with are the guys who are going to say some things this week. I have more respect for that than leaking it through the media and then, you know, sort of putting out this image of, I don't get involved in media matters, and I stonewall the media at the press conferences, and people believe Bill has no interaction with the media. That's not true. Don't buy in on that image.
You know what's going to give his thing real fire and legs next week?
What's that?
Arians is going to be addressed on this stuff. And how's he going to handle it? Yeah, well, so Tom feels the way he feels. He didn't adapt to Tom late in his career, and we're glad Tom's here, and we'll adapt to Tom. If you get some of that stuff, and then if 87 starts any of his crap next week, to double down on this stuff where you got both guys trying to rip the former place, that's just going to increase everything throughout the course of the week. I think it's going to be a slow build. I think you're going to start getting other stuff from, say, Arians or even Gronkowski.
Oh, you think those guys are going to join in?
Oh, yeah. I think Bruce Arians can't help himself, and I think Rob is going to be coaxed into doing it because you got the whole Robbie and Gronky thing that they do. It's going to happen. Brady's going to take him down that road.
What do they call that in wrestling when it's like 4-on-1 in the cage?
Oh, that's tag team.
That's not quite tag team. What do we call that?
Back again.
Need Jay Stu in here to describe that scene to me. What's the name for that?
Hell in
the old Tracy Lords.
Hell in a Cell. They lock the key and they throw
what
it away.
What you call the old Tracy Lords?
What's Tracy Lords?
Paul's in the tag car. Team. Hey, Paul. Paul. Okay, he's not there. Pete's in Ohio. IP. Match.
No one
hey, I think
no
they should get rid of the yellow uniforms and let Matt Barnes only wear it when he's on the mound. Maybe that'll help him. Hey, that's not why I called. I kind of feel bad for Brady. I think Belichick is going to have something for him as far as defense goes when they play him. I hope he doesn't get hurt. My God, Matt, imagine the story if Brady goes back to New England and gets hurt. I hope that does not happen. But anyways, that's all I got.
Okay, ran out of gas there today, Pete, huh? Little bit. Paul is back on the line. Paul, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, listen, this year is about defense and, you know, this could be the year, like, the greatest they beat the greatest team on turf, you know? That's what it's leading up to, because Mac kind of controlling the game, and it's about the defense this year. And one more thing. Brady's a coward, all right? he has his daddy coming out to sit there and talk about it, and then he's got the guy that gives him a rub and tug to come out and
talk about it.
Does he do that? You know? Does he offer those services?
Drop that.
Does he do that?
I don't think we can say that.
Coward.
Probably not. Say it on the stream. You could say anything on the stream.
We'll see how cowardly he is next Sunday night. For 3 hours. You got a chance to go get him. See if he tucks tail. See if you could go blitz him. Go hit him. Go get him. Go put people at his feet. See if he runs and throws a ball on the ground.
617-779-0985. We'll talk to Bruce Arena, head coach of the Revs. That's coming up at 12:50. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
Zolak.
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ice in that thing out there.
It's going to be a big day here tomorrow with regard to the ice.
Why is that?
Other things that go with the ice. We're doing this.
We're launching tomorrow?
Oh, you know what? Bad idea.
Friday.
What
are we going to call launching it?
Because the weekend is going to, that thing's going to get pummeled.
I would suggest locking it on the weekends. Monday through Thursday only business.
No, just take it all home.
What are we calling? What?
We got to have some sort of name for this thing.
Right. Like the name of our store.
Yeah.
Like so we're
Quick Pop.
We're planning this show. Midday. The three of us are planning on opening a small convenience store
here
inside the office.
Because we don't have vending machine services anymore. We don't have our little Quickie Mart downstairs. That hasn't been stocked for a year and a half. It's all done. You're on your own. You come in here. If you didn't bring anything to eat or drink, you're screwed.
Sometimes you want a little pick-me-up. You
know so we're starting our own little thing.
Right. Yep. It first started out as a soda business where we're going to stock a fridge, put the box next to the fridge to place the money in. It's an honor system type of business. Yep. I mentioned to Hardy, as soon as he brought this up, I said, there was a chapter in Freakonomics about bringing bagels to the office. I said, I got to go back and review that chapter. I sent you a little link of a summary of the chapter.
This thing has legs.
And based on the setup here in that we know the people in our office and they know us, we should expect a 95% rate of honesty.
Yep. I think 97.
Well, how about 98.5?
No, they've done the math.
Okay.
They've done the math. And we should expect out of the gate a 95. Now, again, we're dealing with people in radio, not the most honest group.
We're
going to give it a try.
We're trying to make money to supply itself. And then maybe we'll add things. Like,
speak for yourself.
I'm thinking crock pot with meatballs. And like that might be 1 week special where I hang a sign, like a little blackboard, that you could write chalk on.
I got a way for you to
meatball subs, $2 today.
I got a way for you to make a ton of money, and that is have a soup in that selection of goods.
Maz will buy
it every single day.
Egg salad sandwiches. Like I might make egg salad the next week. I might bring in chip chopped ham or bologna sandwiches. Maybe I'll bring in a.
So is really overcomplicated.
Maybe I'll
really
bring in a panini.
We're looking for non-perishable goods.
He's not doing any of that. Don't worry about it.
Non-perishable items.
You don't think I'll sit there at night and
You were setting up the candy shop.
I'm bringing a can. I'm going to go BJ's. Okay, well, I have to go BJ's anyway.
All right, let's start. Let's start small, and then we'll branch out depending on how this thing works. But I already told you, you want to get up to 100% honesty rate? We just keep the cooler here in the studio. Anybody who wants to buy something, they got to come in here, and we're watching.
He's not wrong.
Corporate Louth might have a problem with the shows being interrupted for people buying sodas.
What else is new?
We could get the picture of the sandwiches down at the Masters, hang them up like $1.50.
We're not gonna rake sandwiches.
I think I'd love a sandwich like a
Santa Claus,
like a bologna sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise. What's wrong with that? Maybe Linda would come down and say, "Oh, that looks great."
I don't think that's a profitable business.
I'm like $2.
$2. How much did it cost you to make egg salad sandwiches? It costs you more than $2.
Matt Baumgartner in Vermont has a name for our store.
What is it going to be?
The Midday Market.
I like it.
Look at Milliken in there shaking his head. Stock boy.
He'll eat half it.
How dare you?
The 10 to 2 sodas and food.
We should have him sit out there and sell stuff. Like he'd be like at the lemonade stand. You're like a little kid that does a lemonade stand.
I was pretty good at Target. Just saying.
He did have a previous career at Target.
He looks perfect for Target with that red shirt. I can picture him in the red shirt.
How long did you last?
It wasn't long. A couple months.
Yep. Brian Bell from WRR. Can't wait to buy from you guys.
Of course. Awesome.
Bob and I are in.
Of course.
So, we got to wait till Monday, though, huh?
Yeah, I think Monday would be probably the best day to launch.
Okay. You know what? I need time to shop, too.
Here's a question.
What?
Like, say we had that massive drop from DQ the other day. So you got some extra sandwiches.
I think that only helps us because people are going to want to eat that, and then they're going to want a soda to go with it.
Can we resell those?
No.
No, that's not allowed, but they're going to want a nice beverage to go with it, and we're going to be there
to provide.
That's
the key. That's something we didn't have when DQ dropped.
Oh, you had a sandwich? How about a soda to go with it?
I looked at Hardy. I said,
Where else are you going to get it?
That's when this idea started.
We're the only game in town.
Phil, the old vending machine guy, used to take those cookies from food drops and put them in his vending machine.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Was the sub shop where we get the cookies from?
Oh, what was that sub shop?
As John's, what was the name of it?
Oh, Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's cookies would end up in the vending machine like the day after they did a food drop.
Shut
like,
up.
Hey.
Who put them in there?
Those were
Phil.
Free.
Phil would take them off.
The vending guy did that?
Yeah, he would take them off the table in the kitchen where they were out for anyone who would like a cookie. He would take them and put them in the vending machine.
Do you guys remember when the headphone adapters were in there?
Oh my God.
It was a great
that's
item.
Right. Mingles.
I told him he should put them
ones.
In there, and he did.
They had a piece of crap ones. They fell apart like two uses.
Yeah, but they were a dollar. It was better than nothing.
It's a great business model. You have to go buy another one.
Mine lasted like 5 years.
Oh, well, you can take care of your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The Jimmy John's cookies in the machine.
Here's what we're not going to do, Phil. This is what we're not
see,
doing.
Hold on. There was a day. Do you remember when everything in the machine went to a nickel? It had a glitch?
No, I'd have bought everything.
And people cleaned them out.
I would have cleaned them
because
out.
Because they said, this guy's been hosing us for years.
Yeah.
They
dollar for
out.
Noodles? A cup of noodles?
You put a dollar in.
You buy them for 10
take
cents?
20 items by putting a dollar in the machine.
McCone drove up from Providence just to buy Swedish fish. He stocked up for the week.
What we're not going to do is water. We're not doing water bottles.
I remember people emptied out the machine. They didn't even take the stuff. They just then put it on the table. In the kitchen.
It's like Robin Hood.
They emptied it out. And the Jimmy John cookie, I'm sure, provided a lot of motivation for that.
Yeah, I don't even want the stuff.
I just feel like it should be purchased.
I'm not feeling great about our 95% honesty rate anymore. A lot of the same people in this building.
Yeah, but there
now.
Was a lot of ill will that had built up against Phil. Yeah.
And there's no ill will toward us?
Maybe a little.
Get serious.
If Louth wasn't such a goody two shoes, he'd be stealing from us every day. God.
He's going to find a way to shoot this.
Honest Abe,
you know,
over
what?
There.
He and Schmatz are down there brainstorming right now. What ways can we shut this thing down?
Yeah, it's not going to be allowed.
They're angling against us already. Already, it's been.
Well, it's not a lot, according to our lawyers. We've checked
Ask
in with the
Billy
lawyers.
Lanny about the day everything went to a nickel. Yeah. He could probably describe it in great detail.
Dan Haynes, listening in Raleigh, North Carolina, wants us to call it the Zoen Burr Stand. It's a stand. It's a food stand.
Bertrand Burr Stand.
Yeah. Okay.
That's creative.
Midday Market.
Midday Market's a winner.
Midday Market is quick. You think, hey, it's cool. It's a cafe. It's something like it's a grab and go. You know?
Do we need to form an LLC? I mean, do we need to incorporate?
No. I don't think so.
Because we could branch out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should drop some sort of business agreement between the three of us on a napkin, you know?
We could do that. Then one of my contracts on a napkin. What if we bring in, like, those little baskets, those cool roadside baskets, but you could put the candy bars in there or the fruit, pieces, like apples? Could do applies, put some apples in there.
Or the sandwiches.
Bananas. See, people like bananas and apples at lunch. They don't like the pill oranges because the oranges smell and you get them everywhere. A little sticky.
Ice machine is still in there, right?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. People are already using
strong.
It. ROR was using it this morning.
Well, they're allowed
ice coffee.
They're
I told
allowed
them.
To. Sure. Of course. I will say we've
you know
had a great, it's been a real community effort around that ice machine because I came in today and the reservoir was already filled again. So someone took the time to fill it up.
That's nice.
It's getting carried away now.
Starting with some goodwill. You know, hey, want some ice for your whatever? We'll start with that.
We should put a little sign on there, courtesy of the Midday Market. This ice is courtesy of the Midday Market.
I think I already have an answer on this. Like, this is how carried away it's getting. Tom in Worcester wants to know if you need a jingle for the Midday Market.
Yes. Yeah, yep. Yes, we do.
That's true.
Thumbs up, Tom.
Yep, thumbs up on that.
Yep.
We'll get back at it with Bruce Arena, Revs head coach, next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You want to talk sports?
sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right.
But it's, what
it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach of the Revs, as well as sporting director of the Revs. That is Bruce Arena, who joins us once again. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Good. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. Congratulations on the win last night. Nice to see not only all the records that were set and everything last night, but Carlos Heel. And that game winner in 91st minute, I mean, that was just fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it was a great goal, and you know, it was a real team effort. You know, we made 9 changes from our team that played against Columbus in the previous game, and the guys did a good job, and then bringing in Bo and Heel at halftime made a difference, and certainly Buchanan as well when he came in. So it was a great team effort.
The Buchanan's play to set up Heel on that, I mean, I guess I understand what Chicago is trying to do at that point. They're just trying to stop him. But if you're going to try and stop a player like Tajon Buchanan, seems to me you got to do a little bit better than that. And just go ahead and stop him already. You know, they incurred fouls on that, and it's like they still didn't get the job done. It was unbelievable.
You know, I guess if you related a little bit to American football, you would just foul a guy.
Right.
Take a holding call or whatever, pass interference. Now, you know, typically in our sport, there'd be a tactical foul there to try to break up the play, but Tajon did very well.
You guys are talking about Buchanan. There's one more question on him, and that's his fourth goal in 4 straight games. He's got 7 total on the year. It feels like that's a guy that's getting hot. Is there anything you can do to, you know, sort of change things offensively or just sit back and watch him play? Just to get him more involved.
Sit back and watch him play. But, you know, I think as our team continues to develop as we get towards the end of the season, you know, we have a lot of options in the attack. And Bo's playing well. Books is playing well. Carlos, McNamara. So, and our outside backs have been tremendous getting forward in the attack. So we have a very balanced attack, and it's very difficult to just focus on Tajon.
To switch gears and talk about Carlos Heel, are you impressed with his goal and scoring that with the right foot last night?
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised. I thought he was going to cut the ball back, and the goalkeeper went down, and he saw that, and he obviously beat him high at the near post. So a tremendous goal by Carlos. And really, this is a game that, you know, we would have been happy to walk off the field with 1 point, and we got 3. So that's a real plus.
You know, there's some people that think that he may have wrapped up an MVP award with his performance last night. Do you think there's a guy who's more valuable to his team than he is to yours?
I don't think so. He's obviously had a tremendous season despite the fact that he missed the month of August for the most part. You know, hopefully he closed out the season the right way. And, you know, we don't focus that much on individual awards, but I would certainly say that Carlos has to be the favorite for the league MVP.
Bruce, you mentioned some of the changes in the lineup last night. When Clyde and I were working the game before, which would have been last Saturday, I think that was the game where Clyde looked at your starting 11 and said, this looks like maybe the starting 11 we'll see for the playoffs, which it may very well could be that. But is that also something you look at as something like being kind of fluid, depending on how guys are playing and how they're feeling? Like, you're not marrying yourself to any idea about who the starting 11 will be here once you get to the postseason in November?
Well, we're not married to it yet, but, you know, it's pretty obvious who some of the candidates are. But, you know, we'll see as we close out the month of October. And then November is going to be a long period of time because we're going to finish the regular season on November 7th. And it's possible we don't start the playoffs until November 30th. So a lot of things can happen over the next couple of months. So we'll just have to, you know, wait and see. But I think, you know, we're getting very close to knowing who our first 11 are.
I heard a rumor about maybe MLS, Eastern Conference, something happening on Thanksgiving.
Is that something that's a possibility?
There are going to be games in Thanksgiving, but not in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be out in the West.
Okay. All right. You know? Good.
So we think we'll probably play around November 30th, but that hasn't been announced yet.
Okay.
You know, to sort of play off of that, Eastern Conference games, Western Conference games, having the two conferences sort of separated as the standard right now, would you like to see that continue going forward? You know, it reminds me of maybe – you know, the National League and American League in baseball didn't used to play one another in the regular season. Do you think that's something MLS may continue with?
Yes, because the growth of the league, we're going to be up to next year, I think 29 teams, 28 teams. So you can't play everybody. So it, obviously, as we move forward, we're just going to have conference play. There's no other way around it.
All right. Well, again, congratulations. It's not just the wins on the season. It's the road wins, which has been a hallmark of this club all year. It's the points which you matched last night with, I think, 7 matches left on the season. You're just going to continue to build on that. Just, I say, Bruce, honestly, kind of short-sighted on your part, making it that much tougher for you next year. If I were you, I would take the foot off the gas a little bit.
Ease up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably getting out of town at the end of this season.
Oh, is that
wow? Oh, okay,
that's breaking news. I don't know.
I'm only kidding, but yeah, I'll worry about next year at the right time.
Hopefully,
we can finish this year the right way.
Are you concerned with getting the home field in the playoffs and having the supporter shield going in and having that be a factor for you? I mean, your team has played well both home and road this year.
Well, not at this point. You know, without getting ahead of myself, I think. It's going to be difficult for us not to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. That's going to be hard for us to lose that position. I think the supporter shield will be a little bit of a battle. You know, Seattle's right up there. Kansas City's up there. Colorado has a chance. So, you know, that'll be a little bit of a battle. But I think as we get through these next two games, we'll be in a better position to understand where we are. And then certainly I think we can set our sights on the supporter shield. But I think being the number one seed in the Eastern Conference is the most important thing right now.
Yeah, that's just – I understand what you're saying. That's just math at this point based on the lead and how many matches you have left. All right, good.
Yep.
All right, Bruce, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thank All right, take you. Care. Bruce Arena and the Red Hot Revs.
The finish last night from Buchanan is ridiculous. The two challenges on the ball as he was bringing it down the field, and then finding Hill where he did, and then I'm expecting Hill to take the shot twice before he finally got it down low and then chipped it over the keeper's hands. It's just one of those ridiculous plays that kind of getting used to seeing from both those guys. So if you're not already on board, now's the time. It's happened. Oh, it's happening.
Buy a ticket.
Thank you.
That's how you get on board. Get out of the way. Training it soft.
Maybe we should sell Revs tickets at the midday market.
Mm. What about what if we put on for sale those jerseys they gave us with our names on them?
I'm not selling. I had to do a lot of work to get mine.
We could have a sort of a gift shop also.
Scarves.
Advil. Condoms. What's that thing you...
What do you want us to do?
What's
the ring?
What's that thing like when you cut yourself? Septic? What's it? Septic?
Septic. Pen. Pencil.
Septic pencil.
Septic pencil. I need that. I nicked myself the other
day.
We're
going to go into septic shock if they eat any of your sandwiches that you're threatening to bring.
My sandwich is delightful. I've made you a sandwich before and it's nice. You've done it for me. I make good sandwiches.
I'm not sure we want to be selling sandwiches.
I don't
at the
think we want
market.
To be selling prepared food.
Yes, again, non-perishable items only.
Well, they can be perishable. I just don't want. I don't want the liability.
Okay, maybe like an apple.
Mm,
you know, apple like a basket
there.
Of apples.
You get the fruit flies.
Well, the
around.
Candy bars are perishable. They'll go bad.
Not technically. No, I mean they're prepackaged. They're shelf stable. All right.
Yeah. I still have candy bars.
Stop and Shop stock boy coming back now.
I still have candy bars
with the lingo.
I still have candy bars from last Halloween. They're still good.
Headlines, 90 seconds, fourth and final hour on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.